debelost vsak dan postaja večji problem v širši avstralski družbi. Kakšni so razlogi, da smo Avstralci povprečno toliko debelejši kot pred leti? Ali gre za današnji življenjski stil, genetika, okoliščina ali kombinacija vseh treh? To posebno prilogo je pripravila novinarka Radia SBS Olga Klepova. Sladkorna bolezen je sedaj velik zdravstveni problem v Avstraliji in vemo, da nekateri naši poslušalci se tudi soočajo s to boleznijo. Joseph Prieto, ki je profesor na Melbournečki univerzi in predstavnik zdravstvene organizacije Austin Health, takole meni o debelosti in kako ta bolezen vpliva na naše zdravje.
There is evidence also from humans that much of obesity is caused by environmental factors, either in the womb or following birth, that can alter the expression of a gene. In other words, whether a gene is working or not.
Profesorica Margaret Morris, ki vodi oddelek za farmakologijo New South Walesu, je raziskovala, da je danes več mater z dojenčki, ki se soočajo z debelostjo.
We know that childhood obesity has now increased dramatically since the 1960s. Over 30% of Australian children are now either overweight or obese. During that same window, mothers have become heavier. So now more than 40% of Australian women are reaching pregnancy either overweight or obese. And that's a new phenomenon. It really didn't happen two generations ago.
Professor Jonathan Shaw, ki vodi Institut Varka ODI Heart and Diabetes, pravi, da generalni videz prebivalstva v Australiji se tudi spreminja zaradi problema z debelostjo.
It's likely that that's going to continue in the next 10 or 20 years. So we're seeing people who are normal becoming slightly overweight, people who are slightly overweight becoming more overweight and obese. And so if we're seeing still increases in the waist circumference, that suggests that we're going to continue to see more diabetes resulting from this, perhaps more heart disease and many of the other complications of obesity that we know it can cause.
Statistike iz posebne raziskave inštituta McKenzie Global Institute kažejo, da se bo skoraj polovica prebivalstva v Avstraliji soočala z debelostjo do leta 2030. Sladkorna bolezen prav tako čedalje narašča v Avstraliji. Profesor Joseph Prieto meni, da je nujno, da se bolje zavedamo glede našega zdravja.
We can try to avoid exposing our very young children to a lot of sugars, but at the moment it requires the cooperation of the people themselves, and many people simply are not listening for whatever reason.
Dr. Jonathan Shaw je mnenja, da moramo ta problem tudi reševati v zakonodaji s posebnimi davki za tako imenovano hitro ali slabo hrano in pijačo.
If we keep the whole of our emphasis on the idea that people need to know that they need to take responsibility and need to make changes for themselves, we'll keep on failing. When we've been doing that for 20 years and it doesn't work very well, it's an important component. We need to do things at a societal level, at a population level, things related to taxation. We need to find ways of pricing foods so that healthy foods are the cheapest and the easiest, rather than unhealthy foods being the cheapest and the easiest.
Profesorica Margaret Morris je bolj optimistična glede prihodnosti v zvezi z debelostjo ter na splošno z našim zdravjem v Avstraliji. Ona pravi, da je očitno, da dobra dieta in telovadba lahko pomagata pri olajševanju tega velikega problema v naši avstralski družbi.
At any time of your life, you can improve your health. So if you had a past where there was an unhealthy element, or if your parents were obese, you can still change your health today. What you do today in terms of your diet and exercise can have a big impact, and our studies show that very clearly.